doesn't get old. Just where the team's at right now, longer break this week.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that. Well, it was good to get away for sure. Kind of clear your mind, heal up a little bit. But now it's back to business, and we got a tough opponent this week, Carolina. We're not taking them lightly. They played us well. I mean, if you look at what happened last game, I mean, they had us. I mean, really, really, if it wasn't for a great play by a couple guys, we might have lost that one. So it's important that we go out there and stay focused coming off this mini bye week and get ready to play.
Yeah, how did you approach these last four games? A playoff push, trying to fight for home field advantage, or is it just finish the season strong?
No, it's at least our perspective, our whole mindset is that we got to keep going out there and keep getting better. This is really when you really want to hit your stride as a team and start playing some really good football. And we have, and we can, and that's what we're working hard for, to make sure that we hit those playoffs, you know, with running, ready to go.
There's my two guys.
Anything?
You mentioned the first game. How important was that game in terms of, you know, that winning close like that kind of setting a trend for you guys?
That helped. I think I said it after the game. That helps confidence right there. It's, you know, winning a game that you probably shouldn't have, you know, and pulling it out at the end, being able to dig deep and come up with the play when you had to. And I think since then we've been able to come up with those plays when we had to. So it's definitely a confidence builder. But it's also a wake-up call that, hey, if you want to go where you think you can go and be the type of team that we think we can be, we got to be able to play a little bit better than that, because we can't do that and think we're going to go where we want to go.
Tony, the Carolina Panthers have seven games where they've lost by at least one possession. You guys have had at least seven games where you won by at least one possession. Mm-hmm. What do you think the difference is between the two teams?
You know what? I've been on that type of team in Kansas City where we won two games, but I think every game was, you know, 3 or 4 points as far as the loss goes. And I don't know what it is. The bouncing of the ball, good teams find a way to win. And, but it just shows you how close it is. And it could go either way. But it's those good teams that win those close games, and we've been very fortunate because we are a good football team.
And Roddy said that you guys were overthinking things on third down. Mm-hmm. That accounted for the 1-for-11 against the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. How do you get back to basics?
I think it starts in practice. It starts with everybody being on the same page. There was a couple times we were just not on the same page. Coming back to our base type package of plays that have worked for us in the past, and we'll correct it. We'll correct it. There's it just goes that way sometime, and you gotta be able to bounce back next week and convert. And like I keep saying, I mean, it's one of those things that, hey, it's now or never. We need to start being more consistent on third down, all over, just overall play as a team. We got to be more consistent in order to be the type of team that can do some damage in the playoffs.